Today, Netflix shed about $50 billion in value. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 20th day of April. Thanks, as always, for being with us again today. In other news, today is 420 Day. So we'll take a look at the world of marijuana legalization. The Biden administration and student loan debt, that's a story we'll share with you. We've got an update on oil stocks. Uber Eats has been ordered to pony up millions in a reverse discrimination case. Unions are making headway against big tech companies. We'll tell you about that. We've got the Wall Street Report, and we'll tell you what the world's most affordable city is, and that might surprise you. For the interview, we're talking about the Greater Des Moines Partnership and the upcoming Des Moines to D.C. trip with Andrea Woodard. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to follow us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, it was not a good day for Netflix. Yesterday, the streaming giant reported it had lost 200,000 subscribers in the first quarter, significantly missing the street consensus forecast of a 2.5 million subscriber gain. Now, while around 700,000 of those were the result of cutting its service in Russia, the bulk of the exodus was put down to rising prices, increased competition, and password sharing, which Netflix estimated at about 100 million households worldwide. That news prompted a sell-off of the company's stock as Netflix jettisoned roughly $50 billion in value. At the close of the day, stock price was off by over $122 a share, or a drop of over 35%. The 20th of April, or 420, has become associated with marijuana. It all started back in the 70s and 80s when kids would use 420 as a code word that really meant we'll meet at 4:20 in the afternoon to get high. Why 4:20? Well, kids were out of school and they had a little time before their parents got home from work. So, where are we this year when it comes to legalizing pot? 24/7 Wall Street is reporting that 19 states, Washington, D.C., and Guam, have legalized marijuana for recreational use by adults. Could there be more lighting up in the coming years? Now, currently, several states like Ohio and Delaware are mulling legislation to legalize recreational cannabis. Now, even in those states that haven't yet made recreational use of marijuana legal, lawmakers have decriminalized possession of small amounts of weed, which could be the first step towards full legalization. But that doesn't mean you'd get a pass, and larger amounts of cannabis may carry stiffer penalties. Then there is medical marijuana. 36 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, have varying laws permitting the use of medical marijuana for different medical conditions like chronic pain, epilepsy, and glaucoma, among others. The result is a hodgepodge of rules and regulations. For example, you can buy recreational pot in Illinois, but travel west across the Mississippi River into Iowa, and you get arrested and charged. Then there is the growing aspect of growing pot, where even in states where recreational marijuana is legal, there are restrictions about cultivation. In other words, it is a mess, and a growing number of Americans are asking why. Well, the shakedown of Netflix took down a bunch of tech stocks today, and the NASDAQ fared the worst. Even the S&P 500 couldn't end the day above the flatline. Those numbers from Wall Street, they're coming up in just a few minutes. There's some positive news among people who have outstanding student loan debt. Newsweek is reporting the Biden administration announced a new plan to address long-standing failures within federal student loan programs, and the changes are set to result in an immediate debt forgiveness for some 40,000 borrowers. Now, since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, the federal government has paused the restart period for federal loan repayments six times, with the most recent extension lasting through August 31. Well, now the Department of Education has said it will revise several aspects of income-driven repayment, or IDR, programs in order to help borrowers inch closer to becoming debt-free. At least 40,000 borrowers will now qualify for immediate debt cancellation under the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. Now, this program eliminates the debts of government and nonprofit workers like teachers, healthcare workers, and military members after 10 years of qualifying loan payments. Thousands of other borrowers with older loans will also receive forgiveness through IDR, according to the agency. An additional 3.6 million people will also receive at least 3 years of additional credit toward IDR forgiveness. Now, this is all happening because the latest plan ultimately aims to remedy a historical failure within the program by focusing on several key issues. One of those issues includes ending forbearance steering, that's what it's called, which occurs when borrowers are placed into forbearance by loan services without being told about alternative options like the IDR, which makes it easier to pay back loans and avoid accruing hefty interest rates. The latest changes will apply to a vast majority of 45 million American borrowers with federal student loans who collectively owe more than $1.6 trillion. This is all a big, big deal. And the announcement comes after a bombshell investigation by NPR, which found that several loan servicers had no system for tracking payments or identifying when borrowers qualified for loan forgiveness, leaving eligible Americans to miss out on key opportunities to alleviate their debt. Like I said, this is a big deal, and it's going to impact thousands and thousands of people. Oil prices were little changed today as positive U.S. inventory data was overshadowed by COVID-related deaths in China, which raised questions about the near-term demand in the world's number two oil importer. Investing.com is reporting a whopping 8 million barrel drawdown in U.S. crude reported by the Energy Information Administration for last week. That was double the build expected by analysts. That was ditched aside by traders, despite the data helping a barrel rise about $1 in pricing minutes after the report surfaced. The administration also reported blowout numbers for consumption of distillates, which are largely refined into diesel, and a decent draw for gasoline versus forecasts. But all that didn't seem to matter. Crude prices remained fairly stable. New York traded West Texas Intermediate Crude, or WTI, the benchmark for U.S. crude, settled up 19 cents, or 0.2 of a percent, at 102.75 after breaking below the $100 support earlier, with a session low of $99.89. In a recent ruling, Uber Eats is going to have to take a bite out of their profits to pay millions to settle a reverse discrimination case. Bloomberg is reporting that a conservative lawyer who once represented former President Donald Trump took Uber Eats to court, saying that Uber Eats' 2020 waiver of delivery fees for black-owned restaurants constituted an unlawful reverse discrimination case against those ordering from businesses, and ultimately filed more than 31,000 individual demands for arbitration. Well, last week, a New York appeals court ruled that Uber had to pay the American Arbitration Association an invoice of nearly $11 million to deal with the legal firm's claims. The total, by the way, is expected to top $91 million in fees alone, an amount Uber called astronomical. Labor unions have found what seems to be a weakness in big tech's armor. Lots of retail and warehouse workers who are more receptive to organizing efforts than employees at corporate headquarters are starting to emerge. Three warehouses at Amazon have either voted for a union or are holding such elections. Over at Apple, workers in New York and Atlanta are gauging support for a union. The efforts come as public mistrust of the companies has mounted and during the tightest labor market in decades. According to the National Labor Relations Board, union organizing is at its highest level in at least 10 years. Wall Street ended the day mixed, with the Dow Jones blue chips closing up by 249 points to end the trade at 35,160. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ and tech stocks took a beating today, led by Netflix, and dropped by 166 points to settle at 13,453. The S&P 500 shed 2 points on the day to close at 4459. Moving the Dow, we're better than estimated earnings by Procter & Gamble and IBM. Other entertainment streaming companies also dropped on the NASDAQ, including Walt Disney, Warner Brothers, Discovery, and Paramount Global. And finally, there is this, and this came as a bit of a surprise. If you're looking to buy a house without breaking the bank, you might want to move to Pittsburgh. That's right. The home of the Steelers is the world's most affordable city for middle-income housing, followed by Oklahoma City and Rochester, New York, according to a new study by Demographia, a think tank. Hong Kong was the least affordable of the 92 cities surveyed by Demographia, while New York ranked 73rd and London 79th. In most countries, housing affordability deteriorated during the pandemic, with the number of severely unaffordable markets climbing 60% in 2021 compared to 2019. Pittsburgh. Who would have thought? All right, stay with us, because we're just a click away from a conversation about issues that face many areas of the country. My guest is Andrea Woodard, the Senior Vice President of Government Relations and Public Policy for the fourth largest chamber organization in the country, the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Our focus is on the upcoming Des Moines to D.C. trip in May, and why that matters, and why you should take a listen.